Blackstone presents Dreamtime Smurfs Tales by Peyo. This book is read by Ramon D'Ocampo, P.J. Oakland, and Cassandra Morris. The City Stork. Storks are great friends of the Smurfs. Often they help the Smurfs get around by carrying them on their backs. Every year, the storks spend the winter in a warm country, and their return in spring is always a joyful moment. But this time, the Smurfs are worried. One stork couple hasn't returned. Perhaps they have been held up along the way? The more days go by, the more anxious the Smurfs get.
"Something unsmurfy must have happened to them," exclaims Smurfette with tears in her eyes.
Finally, one fine afternoon, they see a lone stork arrive. It's the male. But where is his mate? The bird lands in front of Papa Smurf. He bows his head, inviting Papa Smurf to climb on his back.
"He wants to take me somewhere," concludes Papa Smurf.
"Oh, let me Smurf with you," begs Smurfette.
The stork takes them both away. He flies over the forest, the fields, and the meadows to the nearest town. When he arrives at the market square, he descends and lands on the roof of the town hall. The female is there, comfortably settled on a turret. She greets the visitors with a cheerful snap of her beak.
"What a magnificent view you have," gushes Smurfette. "You can see all the houses, the market stalls, the people smurfing in the streets."
"Oh, that's why you disappeared," Papa Smurf says.
Mrs. Stork was tired of the countryside. She preferred to watch the hustle and bustle of the city while keeping her eggs warm until they hatched. Now that her guests have been reassured, Mr. Stork can take them back to the village.
"Bye-bye," calls Smurfette. "When the little ones can fly, you can come with them for a day in the countryside. You'll be very welcome."
Red Sarsaparilla. Smurfs love to eat. Their favorite food is a plant called sarsaparilla. To make sure they don't run out, they grow it in a field. With the help of Papa Smurf, Farmer Smurf has just grown a new species of sarsaparilla, which is very resilient and very tasty. But it's red. For the first time, Chef Smurf has prepared a red sarsaparilla stew. He tasted it and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?